This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Lazor with Lazor Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Lazor Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. And we welcome into the Roto Report our good buddy Joe Kotosh from ProBasketballDraft.com. Joe, it's been a busy couple of weeks for you, for me, everybody covering the Cavaliers as LeBron James has decided to come home. Now the question is, will Kevin Love follow suit and be the small forward or power forward or stretch four or whatever you want to call him for the Cleveland Cavaliers, as the rumors are out there that they're trying to deal for him with Minnesota? What can you tell us from what you hear as far as the latest with the trade rumors involving the Cavaliers and the Timberwolves?
Well, you know, Kenny, right now we're going to head into a dead period. The Cavs are going to sign Andrew Wiggins to a rookie contract. Once that contract is signed, that's going to start a 30-day window in which the Cavaliers cannot trade Andrew Wiggins' draft rights. It doesn't mean the team can't talk. It doesn't mean they can't negotiate. It doesn't mean they can't necessarily agree to a deal, including Andrew Wiggins. It just can't be made official until 30 days after he signs that deal. So I don't think the Cavs are going to necessarily stop talking to Minnesota, but what I think they're trying to do right now is send a message from their organization that clearly we do not want to trade Andrew Wiggins at this time. We don't feel he has to be included in a deal to get Kevin Love, and as such, we'll continue to negotiate with you, just not with Andrew Wiggins for the next 30 days. And if I'm Cleveland, I would really be analyzing, talking closely and just getting a sense for Andrew Wiggins' feel for the game and how ready he's going to be to contribute as a rookie from day one and play alongside of LeBron. Because bottom line is, you have the ability to win a championship this year if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you really want to put yourself in that position if you can.
Andrew Wiggins, when you look at him, you see the God-given athletic ability. It's remarkable. I mean, his father played in the NBA. His mom was a track star for Canada, Olympic silver medalist. So you see him when he's out there. He's an athlete, right? But he's raw a little bit offensively as far as the jump shot and his ball handling and all that. So how much of these next 30 days, Joe, do you think will be spent not only with the Cavaliers, but maybe spent with LeBron James so LeBron can get a feel for him? Because it's been said that and reported that LeBron is the one who really wants Kevin Love to come here. And do you think that maybe changes LeBron's mind if he gets to work out with this kid and finds out how good this kid could possibly be?
You know, it's certainly a possibility. I think if you talk to the camp around LeBron, the sense is, look, he's 29. He's in the prime of his career. You know, he's winning championships. He's competing for championships. Why waste a year when you can have the best, one of the greatest players of all time, potentially, you know, on your roster and give you a chance to win? And you know, Kevin Love, by many accounts across the league, is the perfect offensive complement to LeBron James. Better fit offensively alongside of LeBron and Chris Bosh, you know, better than any teammate LeBron ever had in Cleveland. And arguably, that threesome with Kyrie Irving would be more lethal than the threesome with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, because they're younger, they're more talented at this point, and they fit better offensively to play off of one another much better than those three ever could. So there's a lot to like about a potential situation like that. But absolutely, if you're the Cavs and if you're David Griffin and Dan Gilbert and you're convinced Andrew Wiggins can be Scottie Pippen to LeBron James as Michael Jordan, you want to try and convince LeBron during this period, let's give this kid a chance. Let's trust us. You know, we're not going to stop going after Kevin Love, but this is our plan. This is why we don't want to include him necessarily. And if you break it down like that, perhaps LeBron, the de facto general manager of the organization now, will then consider, you know, playing it out with Wiggins and maybe giving the Cavs more of a window to try and negotiate on their terms to get Kevin Love.
Yeah, I look at it this way, Joe. I think the Cavaliers are in the driver's seat because Kevin Love has made it clear to Minnesota he does not want to stay there. He will not sign a long-term contract there. And wherever else he might go outside of Cleveland, he might not even sign a long-term contract there and still test the free agent waters. But if he comes to Cleveland with LeBron there, he's willing to sign a long-term deal. So aren't the Cavs in the driver's seat? Shouldn't they wait it out, and shouldn't they do this deal on their terms? Because the longer it goes, in my opinion, the worse off Minnesota is and the less power they have. And the Cavaliers, I think, regardless of whether Wiggins is involved in the deal or not, still offer the best package for Kevin Love out of anybody in the NBA unless Golden State throws in Klay Thompson.
I would agree with you for the most part there, Kenny. I mean, I guess it just depends on what Cleveland has to give up. I mean, you know, Tristan Thompson, Deion Waiters, Anthony Bennett and Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, those are the four names we always hear discussed in any potential scenario for Kevin Love. And, of course, there's three first-round picks next year. So, you know, there are a lot of assets, and there's a lot of moving pieces to a deal like this. But, you know, if you're the Cavaliers, yes, you have – leverage, at least from your position, you feel you have leverage. But if you're also, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves, you feel you have leverage as well, which is we don't have to trade Kevin Love today. We don't have to trade him tomorrow. We just have to trade him before he goes to play for another team. That even includes the ability to have him play out the year in Minnesota and then do a sign and trade. It's not as ideal anymore under the current guidelines, but it's still a possibility. It also, you know, from Minnesota's standpoint, they can play with Cleveland, which is, you know what, if you aren't willing to meet our terms, we'll wait. We'll wait until preseason, or we'll wait until the first month or two of the season, or we'll wait until the deadline. And then suddenly a team like, you know, the Atlanta Hawks or, you know, the Phoenix Suns or some team may emerge as a surprise contender in a conference and may say, you know what, we need another piece. We've got some assets. Let's go make a play for Kevin Love and see how this shakes out for the rest of this year without any assurances for signing long-term. I mean, there's leverage on both ends here. And so that's where it becomes tricky. You know, the saying around the league among general managers always is you got to give something up to get something. And, you know, if you look over the last few years, the major trades we've seen, you know, with Dwight Howard, with Carmelo Anthony, with Chris Paul, it's not always a blockbuster package. I've not seen an Andrew Wiggins traded for, you know, one of those guys. You know, there's not been a prospect of that caliber. So, you know, in some regard, people look at it and say, why should the Cavs give up someone as talented and has as much potential as Andrew Wiggins when other teams got those players without that? And so I get that perspective, but at the same time, if you're Minnesota, you know, you're giving up one of the top 10, maybe 12 players in the NBA, one of the top two or three power forwards in the NBA, someone who legitimately gives Cleveland the opportunity to win a title this upcoming season. And, you know, they're right now limited in potential suitors with Boston and Golden State as possibilities other than Cleveland. But, you know, there's always a chance that another team will emerge later on in the year.
As we look at this situation from the Cavs standpoint and the Minnesota Timberwolves standpoint, okay, do we need a third team to possibly get involved in order to make this happen? If the Cavs aren't going to budge on Wiggins and the Timberwolves don't think there's enough in a deal, if Wiggins isn't thrown in, do we need a third team to get involved? And is Philadelphia that third team? Or is there another team out there that could get involved in this deal to make it a three-way deal and everybody wins and everybody goes home happy?
Well, you know, that's the thing, Kenny. For a three-team deal right now, if you're not going to include Andrew Wiggins, you're going to have to get a third team involved. You know, my sources have told me Minnesota is essentially telling the Cavs, if we're going to do a deal with you, we want Wiggins. Anything without Wiggins, we're not doing the deal. So bringing in a third team like Philadelphia makes an awful lot of sense because Philadelphia has a lot of assets. You know, they've got a lot of players with, the draft rights to, a lot of players. I don't know that Joel Embiid would be, on the table, but, there's certainly a possibility with Sam Hinkie, the general manager there. If you give him more assets, he's always seems to be willing to make some deal as he's stockpiling year after year. Other than that, right now, the only other team with major cap space that I could see potentially helping facilitate a deal for Cleveland would be Atlanta. But, there's nothing really on Atlanta's end that they could offer in terms of prospects. So, it's something that, the teams will talk about and discuss. But at the end of the day, right now, you have to be within 85% of the salary to match. And if I recall offhand, I think the Cavaliers are slightly off of that number. So there would be need to be some more filler sent from their end to absorb the contract of Kevin Love.
Joe Kotosh is our guest from ProBasketballDraft.com. All right, Joe, I did a podcast recently with Sam Amico. We both feel that eventually, somehow, some way, Kevin Love is going to end up here because LeBron wants it to happen. Give me your gut feeling. Does it happen? Does Love end up with the Cavaliers? Is it sooner rather than later, or are we going to have a long, drawn-out soap opera throughout the entire NBA season with Kevin Love before he gets moved?
I will say that Kevin Love is a Cavalier when it's all said and done. I do think the Cavs are going to be aggressive and make something happen, especially, with LeBron's insistence. That being said, I tend to think this is later, not sooner. I don't think there's going to be a deal anytime soon, especially with Wiggins, on the verge of signing his rookie deal. So I actually think, if Cavs fans feel that they don't want to give up Andrew Wiggins, then you have to wait. You're not going to get Love without him at this point. So I would say you're better off waiting closer to the preseason or potentially the first month or two of the season because, again, you never know. Anthony Bennett could come out gangbusters and, suddenly he becomes much more valuable than he is. And, let me preface that. I don't believe that's actually going to happen. But, you never know exactly how things will shake out. And, at the same time, Minnesota may fall flat on its face and decide time to fire sale. We need to get rid of Kevin Love now while we still can. So I tend to think some point before the 1st of January, you'll see Kevin Love move. And I think he'll go to Cleveland.
Last thing before I let you go, does it help flip Saunders and hurt the Cavs? What head coach Mike Krzyzewski from Duke said today that he wouldn't hesitate for a second to make that trade, giving up Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. Does it benefit either team, or is that just one coach's opinion and it won't factor into what David Griffin and Flip Saunders did?
I don't think it has anything to do with either team. It's easy for you and I and Coach K and anyone not involved in the negotiations to say this is what I would do. But, as much as we respect Coach K, he's coaching a college team. And he coaches or coached Team USA. He doesn't have a hat in the race here. And so, I don't think Flip Saunders can say, oh, Coach K said do this, so now I have to get more out of you guys. So, I don't necessarily buy into that. And knowing David Griffin personally, I see him as someone who's a shrewd negotiator. And, he's going to assign value to acquiring Kevin Love, and I don't think he's going to necessarily go above and beyond what he feels is fair value.
All right, Joe Kotosh, we appreciate the time. The good stuff from you, as always. Keep up the good work. Check out the basketball website, probasketballdraft.com. And how can they follow you on Twitter, Joe?
Follow us at ProBBallDraft.
Easy, simple, to the point. If you want information on what's happening around the NBA now, and, of course, when it comes to the draft and players in the future and rankings and all that good stuff, go check out Joe and his staff at ProBasketballDraft.com. Joe, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it, bud.
Always a pleasure, Kenny.
Hope you enjoyed the Roto Report. It was brought to you by Joe Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And, as always, C-Town, keep it real.